When I opened up the liturgy, I had said that today is Lateri Sunday. Rejoice, Jerusalem. It means that Lent is halfway over. And as we continue to celebrate this season, we are always calling to memory the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But often we forget really what the season is about. The church created this season of Lent around the 3rd or 4th century to welcome catechumens coming into the church, people who were coming to know Jesus through the stories and through the gospels that were repeated over and over again. We keep in mind that God has sent Jesus Christ into the world to be the light of the world for salvation. But let's take a closer look at this. The word Lent itself is a shortened form of an old English word, lecten, which means spring season. And it is during the season of spring that we see the lengthening of the days from less darkness to more light. And we mark the season with 40 days. And 40 days is of great significance. It is during this period of Lent that you and I are asked to pray, fast, give alms. And we do this to grow in closeness to God, a matter of being still. 40 days is a biblical number. Moses goes up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights to fast and pray before he receives the commandments from God to give to the Israelites. Elijah, the prophet, goes to the mountain for 40 days to fast and pray before he receives the word of God. Jesus goes into the desert for 40 days to fast and pray before he begins his public ministry. He has come into the world to bring the light to shed upon the darkness. And we even hear within Psalm 106 about darkness. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their bonds asunder. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, for he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts into the bars of iron. Jesus comes in fulfillment of the prophecy that has been made to take away the darkness by shedding his light. Jesus even says to his disciples, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And in today's gospel, Jesus gives the gift of sight to a blind man. This blind man saw more than the religious leaders in the sense that he had more faith in Jesus than they had. The Pharisees had perfect sight, but yet no faith in Jesus. To see well, eyesight is not sufficient. There are many forms of blindness besides physical blindness. Selfishness blinds us to the needs of others. Insensitivity blinds us to the hurt we cause to others. Snobbery blinds us to see the equal dignity of others. Pride blinds us to our faults. Prejudice blinds us to the truth. materialism blinds us to spiritual values. It is not only with eyes do we see with the mind, the heart, and imagination. A narrow mind, a small heart, an impoverished imagination lead to a loss of vision and care for the world. This leads to sin, a willful blindness, a refusal to see things as they are. The man's journey from blindness to sight is a journey from unbelief to faith, a journey from darkness to light. The climax of the story is when the man says to Jesus, "Lord, I believe." You and I continue to be on the Lenten journey, and it started with Ash Wednesday. We are asked to do things: pray, fast, and give alms. And the previous three Gospels that we have heard, to help us. The first Sunday, Jesus is up, with Satan, and Satan is tempting him. Jesus resists that temptation by focusing on the love of God and love of others. The second Sunday of Lent, we had the gospel reading of the Transfiguration. Jesus takes his beloved apostles up to the mountaintop. And it is from the mountaintop that gives them an experience that they cannot behold. They are speechless when they see him transfigured in speaking to Moses and Elijah and hearing the voice from above, "Listen to him, he's my beloved son." And they depart to go down the mountain to continue the ministry that Jesus started. And last week we saw an encounter of Jesus with a Samaritan woman. Jesus says to the woman, "Give me a drink." And she says to him, "You're asking me to do that? I'm a woman and I'm not Jewish." They have an encounter where Jesus tells her about the living water. She thirsts for that living water. You and I thirst for that living water as well. This is a journey. Lent is that time of prayer, fasting, and abstinence. It is more than a season of things that we don't do. It's more than a season of burdens. If anything, it's an opportunity for us to continue to grow in closeness to God so that we are in closer union with him, following Jesus in his footsteps, allowing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to help us with the things we need to do. Jesus is the light of the world, and in turn, we are to shine that love through others by our prayer, by our service, and generosity for others.